siyai muruma uko a Chris Gande.
So kuhisika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngithathe leli thuba ngibonge uThanonoka Wande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba ulamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ziku 22 lwezi 2022 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inhlanganiso yeOperation Dudula ikhumulisa abesonto yesipostoli abadabuka eZimbabwe impahla zesonto zitshiswe kwele South Africa.
Akushe mafakana sayiwe uNkulunkulu akekho eZimbabwe seSouth Africa damage. Ya uNkulunkulu seSouth Africa eZimbabwe uNkulunkulu akekho nisijoyela kabi.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi aqakathekileyo ngesimo sesizwe iState of the Union kusasa. Kambe kukhona ukubambekayo aza kutsho na?
Into eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi sama State of the Nation, umongameli welizwe abe hi inspiration eye economic growth le infrastructure development lani.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS isisole amazwi omqondisi wezokwethulwa kwembiko kugatsha lwezemfundo umnumzana Tawungana Ndoro osole linhlanganiso esithi isebenzelana lenhlanganiso zangentshonalanga.
Thina njenge Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union kusethusi inkulumo yakhe ayikhulumayo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Inhlanganiso yeOperation Dudula ikhumulise abesonto yesipostoli impahla zesonto zatshiswa kwele South Africa ngempela sonto. Amakholwa la njengenhlala yenza bayabuthana phansi kwezihlahla behlabela bekhuleka begqoke izambatho ezimhlophe abanye beleziluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Emfanekisweni kamabonakude osusabalele enkundleni zokuxhumana, abantu okuthiwa ngamalunga enhlanganiso yeOperation Dudula babonakala behlukuluza amapostoli la bebabamba ngamandla ukuthi bakhumule impahla zabo bazitshise. Omunye uzwakala ebuza ukuthi bafika njani kwele South Africa amapostoli la. Ngemva kwalokho ezwakale esesithi uMandela wabalethayo sowafa. Ake sizwe obesukwesenzakala khona le kwele South Africa.
Guyasha, guyasha, bizani fire brigade! Guyasha, 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 guyasha! Agushe, mafakana sayiwe! uNkulunkulu akekho eZimbabwe seSouth Africa, damage! Ya uNkulunkulu seSouth Africa eZimbabwe uNkulunkulu akekho nisijoyela kabi.
Uyaphi ekhaya?
Sondela, sondela.
Uzophila.
Hayi baba lo.
Misho la.
Lati lesikaga lesi.
Yeah.
Uze kanjani la?
La.
Yini kulethe la?
Ubani othizani la?
Omon.
All right.
Ari.
Omon.
Iyo nyoka umprayi.
Ore.
Unyako mfanyu
bukani kwazala
hayi
ora
mix
akezela
ora
hayi akayikhipha ibeke phansi siyibona akayikhipha
hey makhona utartsini some interview
interview yaphosela
kwazala
umfundi somkhulu
kwazala hayi ndini sele kwazala kwazala yima
lo ngiyakuthanda ukusubscribe
kwazala
phakathi
ucaba ukuthi sifuna imali uyafuna ukusubscribe
why ufuna ukusubscribe
uphathe license ze expire
Why you put it?
So I don't know that now.
Why not?
We talk clearly on my face as a report.
I'm going to talk to you to Monday. I'll tell you.
Hey, Papa, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to get a woman in and tell her because he's making a good time. I'm going to get 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 a bedudula abesipostoli abavela eZimbabwe khona le eSouth Africa. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi aqakathekileyo ngesimo sesizwe iState of the Union kusasa. Umnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi akhe esedalele iPhalamende elitsha elisemzini weNew Hampton. Unobhala wezembiko kugatsha lwezokwethulwa kwembiko umnumzana Nick Mangwana wethule amazwi athi abantu bengaboni angani sokuyikuphawula lelidale elakhiwa ngamaChina, wengezelela esithi khona kuzenziwa umkhosi wokuvula ngokusemthethweni lelidale. Kambe kukhona ukubambekayo aza kukhuluma umongameli Mnangagwa kusasa na? Sibuze umbuzo lo umnumzana Tim Muringai ocubungula ezombusazwe.
Into eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi sama State of the Nation umongameli welizwe abe hi inspiration eye economic growth le infrastructure development lani. So thina esikubonayo okwakathesi asiboni amazwi akamongameli akathesi encedisa infrastructure or economy yelizwe lethu. Singabuya futhi kwindaba zepolitiki ngilezi sibona ngathiwa abantu abama opposition parties sibona honorable Sikhala esestilongweni then lama representative MRP bonke bebotshiwe ngendaba zokuthi baphikisana le qembu lezano PF. So umongameli welizwe njoba yena engu first secretary wezano kumele laye abone ukuthi amacebo akhuluma ngawo for the country azanceda wonke umuntu regardless ukuthi bamelele liphi ibandla or qembu. Siyabona futhi ukuthi iZimbabwe okwakathesi ilama gold mines lama diamond mines lo notho olama minerals ongakwanisa ukuvusa yona i-economy yeZimbabwe, but ukuthi i-accountability yangkhona thina siyiboni. Sibona ukuthi amanye ama mine njengeblanket mine kathesi abavulwayo last week bekhipha ama ounces amaningi egolide ukuthi lingancedisa abantu beGwanda o ama areas khona okulama mine ona lawo. I-development besifuna layo ukuthi ibe khona, but okwakathesi the past 4 years after the coup asiwuboni.
Ngokubona kwakho umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa engakhuluma ngani ngalesi sikhathi njengoba sibona ukuthi umnotho welizwe ungani uminganxele? Kukhona yini obona ngani ngakukhuluma okungabambeka?
Umongameli welizwe ekhuluma ngendaba zona lezi as a State of the Nation kumele la yaqamba ukuthi izinto ezizahambisa iZimbabwe phambili kuyini. Bekhipha yona i-repression ama-human rights lani ukuthi kube lentuthuko yelizwe. Sikhangelele lathi ukuthi iZimbabwe izahamba la phambili. Sifuna ukubona lathi ukuthi thina esise diaspora i-diaspora vote baza ifaka yini ngenye into ezanceda ukuthi iZimbabwe iphumelele phambili ngoba ma kule freedom of expression umuntu wonke evota ovela eZimbabwe isizalo seZimbabwe lati sifaka ama opinions ethu kunceda ukuthi ma ule voice yakho le vote yakho uyakwanisa lawe ukufaka iparty noma ibandla olifunayo and then lakho kuya kunceda ukuthi uthumezele lawe izimadlanyana ezincedisa ukuthi i-economy iphumelele with all the infrastructure landline okuyabe kukhulunywe khonapho ku-state of the nation. So mina melele ukubona ukuthi kuzakhulunywa ngani ngoba izinto ezimisa ilizwe lethu zincinci human rights diaspora vote le freedom of expression lani yikho esikukhangelele khona ku state of the nation kusasa. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Lo ke ngumnumzana Tim Muringai ocubungula izombusazwe obekhuluma ecingweni le studio 7 ese Ohio ngapha kwele Melika. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS isisole amazwi omqondisi wozokwethulwa kwembiko kugatsha lwezemfundo umnumzana Dawungana Ndoro osole inhlanganiso esithi isebenzelana lenhlanganiso zamazwe angentshonalanga. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-ATUS umnumzana Robson Chere uthi uNdoro ukhanya ekhathazwa ukuthi inhlanganiso ye-ATUS isikhula masinyane okwenza ukulwela ilungelo lamatitshala kube lula, yikho uhulumende esephathekile ngokwenzakala kunhlanganiso ye-ATUS. Sixoxele isikhulumeli se-ATUS umnumzana Themba kuye moyo ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sakubona ntateli Chris Gandhi. Kuyahlekisa kuphinde kucasule okunye ukuzwa inkulumo okukhulunywa ngabondoro. Kodwa ke thina njenge-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union akusethusi inkulumo yakhe ayikhulumayo. Sibheka kakhulu ukuthi bona kathesi uNdoro isikhulumeli sabahlukumezi bezisebenzi. Vele kumele akhulume njalo. UNdoro isikhulumeli somqhatshi ongathandi izisebenzi zakhe. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende onganakiyo imfundo yabantwana lelizwe jikelele. I-ATUS-i la malunga ayo kabazange babizwe nguhulumende ukuthi bavumbe i-ATUS-i kumbe bajoyine i-ATUS-i. Kwavela kibe ezinhliziyweni zabo balandela isisekelo sombuso u-section 65. Ngokunjalo yikho okwenza ubone uhulumende lomkhathi besethuswa i-ATUS-i. Esingakucebisa uNdoro labanye abamthumayo bona baye ukuthi i-ATUS-i iyakhula. Imisebenzi ye-ATUS-i ibonwa nguye wonke umuntu, bona nguye wonke umbalisi. Ngokunjalo ayisoze yethuswa. Isiphamaso esizama ukwakhiwa, isiphamaso esizama ukusetshenziswa ukubulala amalungelo ezisebenzi kusetshenziswa igama elithi Teachers for ED. Abanikazi lala bangalaziyo ukuthi lichoni, ngoba abanye ungababuza baza kutshela ukuthi Teachers for ED uthi Teachers for Economic Development. Abanye bekutshela ukuthi Teachers for Emerson Delivers. Ngezinye indlela kusasengamadlwana lapho abantwana bathi bayapheka khona bebumba udaka ngomthambiso. I-ATUS-i ayakubunjwa daka ngomthambiso, kuyaphekwa ngempuphu yembiza ngomlilo bodolivu lisazovuthwa and liyagaywa umlilo ukhona.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Themba kuye moyo isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS ubekhuluma ecingweni le studio 7 eselubhane. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-H-Metro libika ukuba kulomunye umama welokithi leZengeza othiwa ngugogo Mahlahla obevalele indodana yakhe okweminyaka elithumi lane 14 years. UGrant Mahlahla wethulwe ephahlweni lwesiling ngamapholisa encedisana lezakhamizi. Okunye ukumangalisa abantu ukuthi ugogo lo wafelwa ngumkakhe ngeviki edluleyo wahlala lesidumbu sakhe okwamalanga amahlanu engakabiki emapholiseni isidumbu saze sawonakala. Iphephandaba leChronicle lilodaba lokuthi kulomunye ubaba othiwa ngunkomiti James Dube oseleminyaka elithumi lanye 11 esesibhedlela seBinga District Hospital lapho ayelatshwa khona amanxeba awathola kungozi yemota. UDube wayesebenza engadini yesibhedlela sona leso asehlale khona yonke iminyaka le. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Ngibingelele msakazi, ngibingelele msakazi, basakazi bami abahle, labalaleli bethu bonke nje abakwa Studio 7. Msakazi, le ndaba leyo ukuthi ingane encane nje seziyakhulelwa abantwana abancane, inzima yona. Basithi siyalandelisisa kahle kahle. Ngimzwile laphana omama Mathuthu, uyakhuluma mama Mathuthu, kodwa mina ngokwami nje ngibona usuka ayike ngaphezulu ngoba okufanele akwenze umama Mathuthu kufanele aqhuquzele la kubomama ukuthi hayi omama kufanele benze kahle kudliwe endlini kusudwe ukwenzela ukuthi labo baba labo esibasho labo hayi bonke baba labo basuka besuka sebona ingane encane bezibona njabo omakoti omama basendlini babo bayeke ukwenza imkhuba leyo. Asiqhuquzeleni konke nje msakazi konke umama Mathuthu angayikhi nje eceleni ayikhe nganye siye kwenye isayidi asiyikheni yonke indawo. Kuquzeleni sinqande lolu bhubhane lolu esolufuna ukungena. Iy'ngane zethu zincane seziba ney'ngane. Hhayi msakazane, hhayi lena ayibekezeleki, ayibekezeleki. Kodwa-ke ma siba silokhu sinqanda eceleni iyosala lokhu iqhubeka msakazi. Asinqandeni nje wonke amasayidi qhubeka kahle mama Mathuthu. Hayi mama Mathuthu, ivoice yakho inhle kakhulu, inhle kakhulu mama Mathuthu. Asiqhuquzeleni nje konke wonke amasayidi nje labo mama benze kahle izinto kwenze ukuthi obaba nabo baziphathe kahle. Kodwa angisho ukuthi bobaba sengingabona iy'ngane zenu njabo njaba khosikazi yena. Cha 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 cha, ingane 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 na 8 years ibe nengane. Hayi lokhu hayi.
Salubonani, salubonani ba ku Studio 7. Sicela elithi ngiyaliza likhuluma lapha ngomdlalo lesekhathaye World Cup. Besicela nje lisiyenzele ukuthi lisithele ukuthi li announce nje ukuthi ngosuku olulandelayo kuzabe kulawaphi ama countries adlalayo. Njani ku local time ngapha siyabe siwabona sikwane sikwabona sikhathi ba ngoba ukukhuluma nje kuphela kwesikhathi thina abanye asisakwazi lapha esikhona ukuthi adlala sikhathi bani ngoba ama-programs akhona ngasiwathola ayiso wonke umuntu owatholileyo. Besicela nje ukuthi lisifakele ukuthi local time kube isikhathi ngapha engekhaya eZimbabwe siyabe sokhona sikwabona ngasiphi isikhathi. Siyabonga.
Hawu sanibonani, sanibonani ku-Studio 7 okhulumayo ngu-Jay Moyo. Ngajabula le audio mayingafundwa. Yebo siyazizwa news ezinhle eziphuma ku-Studio 7. Yebo nabantu be-ZANU-PF bethi Zimbabwe yatshintsha. Bengicela like lingibuzele bona be-ZANU-PF ukuthi if bengakhontinya bewine njengoba abantu abaningi sebengasekho elizweni bengaphandle bazimiselani nabo abantu abagcwele emazweni babavulela iphi imisebenzi ngoba sasizwe kuthiwa kule misebenzi. Yiphi imisebenzi engaba khona yini abafisa ukuthi basinikeze yona esingabuya sisuke emazweni sizosebenza njengalokho kuthiwa yiZimbabwe? Ikhona na imisebenzi abayicreator esingakhona ukuthi sibuye sokuthi cwi sisebenze?
Linjani Studio 7, igama nguMubaraki Bulimima West. Thanda ukukhuluma kabanzi ngepolitiki yeZimbabwe ngomkhonomi kakhulu osugugudekile ngempela. Abantu bayahlupheka, abantu siyahlupheka kule lizwe and into engiyibonayo mina mbonti ipolitiki izasiza ngoba siyahambile ama-elections ayenza adlula kodwa abantu basele behlupheka irrespective ukuthi usupport supportali pivandla oro supportale leli winileyo mawuphansi uyahlupheka njengalaba abayivandla eli opposition elidliweyo labe lizihluphekela lonke so yini thina abantu bezimbabwe esingavambana kungani kungelani ukuthi nguye bandla liphile politics zami ukuthi silungise inkinga zelelizwe ngoba ipolitiki angeke sisi politiki vele izasifaka ebunzimeni kusidlala ababaphezulu kuphela ama-principals akhona lalaba ababasapotayo phezulu then the rest ama-supporters amaphathi wonke siyabe sisihluphekela sonke asazi madoda kunzima izawina izan obvious 2023 but njengoba ehlale ewina akuzange kutshintshe lutho sizasala sihlupheka lalaba abayisapotayo bazawe behlupheka nabo ngoba isikulu fiza silanda ukuthi ungezanuphefu mangena esitola kulawo ndaba kuthi ngezanuphefu kumbe ngaliphi ibandla into zedulela sonke magathi transport ayilandawo ukuthi ngaliphi ibandla so mazimbabwe nasizamene ukuthola i-solution sibambene sonke sizame ulungisa leli lizwe ngoba vele sisazohlupheka singasigqoka isikipa sitshone sishayise islogan but at the end of the day sizabuncedisa lowo muntu ofuna ukungena esikhundleni from uku-MP kusiya phezulu babadlala ukhanselas lawo bayahluphekela abezanu sibi bayahluphekela ukhansela izicathulo zitshekile but uzakutshela ukuthi sifuna ukulungisa ilizwe hayi madoda
basakazi bethu sorry ndingiqolela kanjalo ngikufaka ama-rekhodi ebe mabili kulenye into efike kimi lapha ngithole enyuzini laku-studio 7 ngutholile yabona uhulumende labahlali baleli lizwe bala lapha balephutha khona into le yokumithiswa kwabantwana be-ats ley into le mnanxambona ngakuthi uhulumende lokuntu uyazama ukuthi kufihlwe kungabi yi-public lokhu ngoba zwanini ngani ngisho njalo abantwana abale mnyaka edlula 8 bengakwathole 8 years umithi wazala umntwana ophilayo laba abadlula 8 abasesabika abasakwesaba kwinto lokhu ngoba babhekanda bona babe-8 ngakho sokuwathi retio wayemangala babonakala sebelesisu abahlala labo sebemangala kathi kuyini kolokhu kumenze benje sebemsesibhedlela udokotela efike ethi yisisu bona bodwa semdebe retshwe kabakhulumi khangela nini ingozi yakhona so abantwana bazabona sebelelungelo lokukhomba abama-10 12 13 14 15 babona sokulilungelo labo ukukhomba ezilongu besiza ukuthi abangaphansi kwe-10 bakwanisa ukuba labantwana yinto efanti ifihlwe le into efanti ifihlwe kuzothi lalabo ababarephayo futhi bebotshela idilikajele ukuze ungacabanga ukuthi umntwana lo ngamrepha mangalele ngizayehlala idilikajele abazakuza kubangcono into lokhu kulokube lokho sikukhuluma so sikukhuluma kakhulu kungangena ku-social media laku-radio kumbe laku-TV kuyingozi emangaliswa kungangcono into lokukhulunye kumaphephandaba amaphephandaba angcono ababangaka abantu abathengayo ababangaka abantu ababalayo futhi abalandaba lawo kambonge ngona la magama bezama sibili ukuthi abantu asikubonisa yena ukuthi kuyingozi lokhu kawusiyonto elula
sabingelela emsakazweni sibonga lo msebenzi elisiphathele wona singajabula kakhulu uma ngathiwa ujob sikhale ngaphuma entelongweni ngoba icala aliboshelweyo asiliboni sidalwa ngoba ngathi kahle kahle alikho ngoba akekho umuntu ongavuma ukuthi ebulayelwe umfo wabo isitha sakhe simbulalele lo mfo wabo sibuye esililweni ojob sikhala babesala ukuthi abantu bezani bazofunani esililweni sikamoblessing bona abantu bezani babesiyofunani ngoba bayazi bona baphethe ilizwe lonke kunye lomthetho kunye lamajaji yikho babesiya khona bethemba ukuthi bengabaxotsha labo job sikhala yibo bazajika babotshwe lamanje umuntu wabulala umoblessing yangqashangqasha kabotshwanga kuze kuye yimanje so ojob sikhala babebotshela iqiniso ukuthi akukho umuntu ongavuma ukuthi efelwe ngumfo wabo ebulewe ngumuntu kazana lowo muntu ombulele abuye futhi esililweni ngubani ongakuvuma lokhu ukuthi ethi kabuye ezokothamela naye lowo muntu obulele umfo wabo babekhuluma amaqiniso ukuthi umuntu obulele umfo wethu asimfuni la baba yibababotshwayo futhi iqiniso alikho kuleli lizwe zilonge saphethe izanu PF come next year abantu bavote nje ngobuningi babo bevotele i-3C nje izanu PF iphume nje embusweni ke maybe mhlawumbe abantu bezimbabwe ngeke bekubone ukuthula okungcono kulalokhu ukuthi kubotshwe umuntu onecala onganacala engabi lazi ijele manye umuntu ongalacala esuyehlala ejele 5 months kuchaza ukuthini ke lokhu kuleli lizwe i-judiciary system yakulalizwe ayiselakho ukuthi ungayithemba ukuthi ma ungelacala ngekubotshwe as long uma usupport into engasiyona izanu futhi ungafela ejele noma kunini siyabona
lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 0818 siyacela abalaleli zibe mfitshane ke elisipha khona lingakhulumi lidlulise ama 2 kumbe 3 minutes siyabonga.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo ye FIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. Lalela umsakazo we VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo. Siyabe sixoxa labadlali abatshiyeneyo abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalemidlalo suku ngosuku lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Siyani indlebe kumsakazo we-VOA Studio 7. Lizwe izindaba zemidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar sisonke.
Ngesikhangele impumela yemidlalo yenguqu yeWorld Cup edlalwe kwele Qatar izolo. England 6, Iran 2, iqembu leMelika libe nguchiki lobhanqale leWales 1-1, kuthi eleSenegal lachaywa 0-2 ngeleNetherlands. Iqembu leArgentina likhangelelwe ukudibana leSaudi Arabia lamuhla kumidlalo yakuqala ngesikhathi sika 12 emini, njalo umdlalo oludumo uLionel Messi weArgentina ukhangelelwe ukuphatheka kulomdlalo owehlandla lika Group C. Eminye njalo imidlalo ezaqutshwa namuhla ngephakathi kweleMexico lePoland ku Group C, Denmark leTunisia kanye leFrance leAustralia ku Group D. Ukuze sizwe okunengi ngale imidlalo kanye lokuqakatheka kwedluleyo, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lo Abel Khumalo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezemidlalo.
Esikhangelele iArgentina ezodlala neSaudi Arabia, vele nje hayi akubuzwa lutho lapho iArgentina izonqoba. Umdlalo ongathi ungasinika inkinga kuphela esingawaziyo ukuthi ungaphuma kanjani ngeDenmark idlala neTunisia. Kuze kuthi noweMexico idlala nePoland. Mexico ingathi ayidlale kahle nje. Ngibone nje kuma-qualifying rounds ayo ukuthi hayi bengathi ayikho kahle. Then bese kuzobuya oyiFrance ozoqala ngo-9 African time idlala ne-Australia. Hayi France ngibone ngathi izonqoba. Engakusho ukuthi nje i-Argentina neFrance iyo swakhaya ukuthi angaphuma namaphuzu. Then eminye le imidlalo ngaba ngama-draw.
Ungathini ngemidlalo edluleyo ikakhulu sikhangela lapho eMelika ebelidlala khona izolo?
Umdlalo weAmerica neWales umdlalo wemnandi kakhulu, awemnandi kakhulu. Esibone khona iAmerica dominator in first half. Yaze yaphela first half bidlala kakhulu iAmerica, kuthe second half babuya sebelungisisa amaphutha abantu amaplayers eWales. Laba mnandi game kakhulu, baze bagcina bethola ipenalty ehlehle ngukareth Bale okwenze umdlalo waphela oyi-1-1. Hayi kodwa umdlalo bomnandi kakhulu kakhulu.
Singathi ilizwe leQatar liqoqe kuhle yini, lihlela kuhle yini imidlalo le?
Kusukela imidlalo lokuqalileyo hayi kuyabukeka, kuyabukeka kuhle kakhulu, kuhle kakhulu. Ngabheka leli lizwe bebelicriticize ukuthi bekungafanelanga lost i-World Cup, kodwa hayi bababonisile ukuthi i-World Cup ingahostwa noma yiliphi ilizwe. Kuhle kakhulu, kusmart, akulayo nto engathi ayijabulisi. Njalo imidlalo esidlaliwe idlalwe kahle kakhulu, so siyaqhubeka sibuka le midlalo ebuyayo. Kodwa nje into engayisho ukuthi hayi imidlalo esidlaliwe kudlalwe kahle kakhulu.
Ungasipha umbono wakho ngemidlalo edluleyo lokuthi kuyini okumqoka ngempumela yayo?
Imidlalo ebemqoka kakhulu yiyo lo eQatar neEquator. inoma nje besifuna ukuthi ngabe yona le ikhatha njengaba ama host okudlalelwa khona imidlalo World Cup ukuthi banganqoba, kodwa iEquator ivele yawuthatha yawufaka ezingeni labo ukuthi bawunqobe, benjalo bawunqoba ukusinike ilinye ithemba lokuthi mhlambe nabo abeEquator bangaba ngamanye amazwe aphezulu abuya ngale South America. Kwesokuzobuya laba abafana be-Europe abe-England abaka-Queen bone beshaye Iran ngo-6-2. Vele besikubhekelele lokhu ukuthi hayi vele abafana baka-Queen nabo bafuna ukuthi lo nyaka ba-advance baze bayifika maybe kuma-quarter finals kumbe kuma-semifinal. Sokuzobuya lo Senegal besibhekelele ukuthi nje izosenza.
Hayi, siyabonga.